Hi, my beautiful queens and kings. It is your one and only Queen Dish here. So happy Easter. Happy Sunday, everyone, wherever you are in the world. It's Sunday, March 31st, 2024, here in the USA. So maybe a day before, a day after, depending on where you are, where you're listening from. But happy Easter, or at least I hope you all had a blessed, prosperous happy Easter. So it came to me to, you know, do this sort of prayer just because life is like really exhausting right now. It's very evident and clear that like people are just exhausted. Oh my gosh. You know, and I'll just say something I experienced, you know, just made me think about, you know, you ladies, and gosh, it's, I just thought, whew, you know, I thought I was bad, but you know, sometimes, you know, there are people in worse situations than you. You're never better, than anyone. And you're also not worse, you know, it just is what it is. Everyone is in a different situation and going through different things, you know, and so I just, gosh, you know, we have to give people grace. But I posted recently, you also have to give me grace, right? You can't put me on a pedestal and expect me to have everything figured out and act like I'm not a human being like you and, you know, act as if I'm immune to life, because I'm not. I've told you all, you know, multiple times, I am human, just like you ladies. You know, I'm pretty transparent. I'm human, just like you. I bleed red, right? I am not immune to life, honey. Celebrities, influencers, you know, gurus, just, you know, people that are in the limelight, or people who are, even people who are not in the limelight, but they're successful. You know, listen, nobody's immune to life, okay? Do not place us on some deluded pedestal. You know, I understand we all have traumas and issues and insecurities and everything, but listen, do not project that onto me. That's not fair. Don't project that onto people. Like, you, if you want grace, you have to give grace. Like, I'm not perfect. Listen, don't put me on a pedestal, y'all. I'm exhausted too, but I just, you know, just like I said, based on a recent experience, it just made me think like, wow, you know, or should I say maybe a reminder or confirmation that we're all going through stuff, no matter the facade that some people put on, the mask that they wear, the persona that they're hiding behind, no one is immune to life. Okay, ladies, I love you. Okay, but none of you are immune to life. And you know, if you're sitting here pretending and acting like everything's hunky-dory all the time, I already know, right? Like, no one's immune to life. It's not just millionaires and billionaires, right? They have challenges too. Now, granted, they might have, you know, billionaire challenges, you know, millionaire challenges, but everyone at every level that they're at in life has challenges at that level. Like, no one just is squeaky clean, never any, you know, clouds or rain. Like, that's unrealistic. That's unrealistic, ladies. So, you know, again, I'm just saying, if you want grace, you also have to give me grace. You want grace, you have to give people grace, right? No one's immune to life. Not you, not me. The money in your bank account does not equate to you being immune to life, okay? Okay, we got to keep it real. We have to keep it real here, okay? I don't do the delusion. You can't be deluded and in denial. Well, technically you can, but, you know, love is truth. And even if it's my truth per se, I understand, you know, there's my side, there's your side, and then there's just the truth. However, just know that my intention is genuine. And if I'm bringing something up, it's certainly coming from a place that I want us to open our minds up, sort of elevate our consciousness, open our minds up, or have a renewing of the mind, you know, to really be open to different perspectives and to see things differently, because what we're doing sometimes is not working. Excuse me. And that means we need to probably see things differently, and from a different perspective, right? So yes, it might be my truth just because I'm speaking on it. So naturally, it's going to be from, you know, my belief system and my experience in life, you know, the things that I've been through or witnessed. Naturally, everything that anybody does is going to come from their perspective. It doesn't necessarily mean it's right or wrong. It's just either you kind of vibe with it or you don't. I guess you agree or you don't. But you know, if you don't, there's no need to be negative, a negative Nancy. Just move on to somebody else. I really don't understand in this day and age why people put so much energy into into something that they supposedly don't like. If you supposedly don't like a person, why are you following them? If you supposedly don't like him, why are you still following him? Why are you, you know, scoping out his page, like trying to see what he's up to? If you don't like her, why are you scoping out her page, seeing what she's up to? Make it make sense. Make it make sense. If you don't like them, like, feel free to unfollow. I mean, you don't have to make this big uproar and you know, all this ruckus. I don't understand. You know, so listen, if you vibe, great. And if you don't, that's okay. Ladies, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but you are certainly perfect for the people that are right for you. Like, you are perfect for the people that are perfect for you. It's like your vibe, your tribe, or your tribe, your vibe. You're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. No matter how much people pleasing you think you can do, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, right? And people pleasing is manipulative. People pleasing is manipulative because you're trying to control how somebody perceives you, okay? But what I know for sure is the truth will always manifest itself, okay? Give it time. The truth will always manifest itself. If you have the courage to open your eyes and take off the blinders, take off the rose-colored glasses, the truth will always manifest itself, okay? You know, I love you all, and like I said, love is truth, and of course, I'm speaking from my perspective, and I'm super grateful for all of you that are a part of my tribe, you know, that you're my vibe. You're my vibe. We vibe together. You know, we're doing this thing called life together, you know, good, bad, ugly, and different. But, you know, I come on here and I tell you like it is, right? There's no violins playing, you know, no violins. And I'm not here to coddle and say the ish that sounds good. Okay. We have to talk about what's really going on. Okay. So yeah, I was definitely led to, just come on and do a prayer quickly, just because I felt like, you know, if I do the prayer for me, I'm pretty sure there are other women, that can benefit from a little encouragement, because life is exhausting right now. And it's clear, everyone, you know, has their own silent battles, and they're going through their own struggles, and you know, trying to figure life out like the rest of us. So again, if you want grace, you have to give grace. Don't put myself or anyone that you sort of deem a celebrity, or, you know, just maybe someone on a higher level, don't put that person on a pedestal as if they're not a human being. We are all human beings, okay? None of us are immune to life and life's challenges, ups and downs and lefts and rights and the unexpected, and, you know, just getting knocked off balance sometimes. Like, it's all a part of the process in becoming. You know, the process of becoming, and whether you go all the way, that will be up to you. But growth and transformation is a process. Any type of change that you ask for, you need to be honest with yourself in recognizing and realizing there's a process in that. And that process is not always pretty. It's not always easy. It's often uncomfortable. it is often uncomfortable, you know, but you just have to keep going and putting one foot in front of the other. Okay? I'm telling you. Just put one foot in front of the other, ladies. You know, I don't have something profound to say other than the reality of just pushing forward and putting one foot in front of the other, honey. You know, I have good moments, and then, you know, I have a moment where I'm just, you know, the grief kind of still takes over and it can kind of consume me, you know? And so I'm still working through that and processing that, you know, but again, you guys, you ladies have whatever you're going through. I mean, it's different for everyone. But I know everyone has silent battles that they don't talk about. And I do know that some people are really good at putting on a facade and wearing a mask and pretending everything's okay. And that's okay. You know, some people have not, they have not risen in their consciousness yet to where they can be honest with themselves about where they're at, right? Some people are not at a level mentally, emotionally, spiritually, where they can be that honest with themselves, where they can look themselves in the mirror and just be honest, you know, with the person looking back at them in the mirror, you know, and that's okay, right? Everyone's at a different place in their lives. Everyone's on a different journey, you know, so I get it. I get it. But yeah, I am definitely not that. I'm not that. Like, I am brutally honest with the person looking back at me in the mirror. You know, so just know I'm on this journey with you. We are on this journey, queens. We can do this. We got this, like one foot in front of the other. My ladies, we got this. Trust me. We got this. There's no way that we have come this far for God, the universe, the divine, whatever you call that, you know, to forsake us or to leave us, you know, out in the, you know, out in the cold, or just, you know, to leave us hanging. There's no way. I refuse to believe that. Like, all of this happening is for the greater good of us and helping us grow, you know, like I said, on the path to becoming whoever, you know, we're choosing to be, whatever path we're on. Yeah, but whew, yeah, sometimes that rain is heavy. The rain is heavy. Yeah, those clouds stick around a little too long for our pleasure. But, you know, just know this too shall pass. I'm not telling you anything that I don't have to think about myself, right? So we got this, ladies. We got this. You got this. We are fabulous, fantabulous, immaculate. We're beautiful. We're good people. You know, we deserve the best. You deserve the best. And you will get it if you truly believe that. And if you persevere through everything, you know, that's really the only thing that separates like the successful people from those who aren't, you know, those who are successful, like they were relentless. They refused to give up. They just kept pushing, and it has to come to fruition. Like, it has to manifest. I don't know if some of you all have watched the movie The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E-S. Rhonda Byrne. It's The Secret. There's also a book. I'll say a lot of people know about it. Differing opinions. I'm not here to have a discussion about that. But what I will say, if you have not watched it, it's a suggestion to watch that, and or read the book. And I only reference that because in the movie, there's a part, I'm trying to think who was speaking. I can see his face in my mind, but I don't remember his name. But the spiritual teacher, I guess, that was speaking at the time referenced, and they showed like almost like a flower or a plant, kind of trying to break through the soil, and like, it was getting ready to, blossom and break through. And it's like because of the person's belief and words have power, and they clearly were just like speaking negative things that the plant that was supposed to blossom kind of withered back down, right? Because words have power. I think it was that he said, the person said something like, man, this sucks. Like the results aren't showing, and you're like, this stuff doesn't work. And then it's like the plant that was going to blossom, that was literally right there, ready for the breakthrough. If they just kept pushing and like just went like a little bit more, it was right there. But the person was like, this stuff doesn't work. And the flower or the plant like withered all the way back down, right? And so I just say that to say, sometimes we're right there, and I know we want to give up. Listen, I am right here with you, okay? If it were easy, everybody would do it. If it were easy, everybody would do it, okay? So listen, I'm telling you, I'm right there with you. But I just say that to say, we're probably all a lot closer than we think we are. And we just have to push a little bit more, okay? Yeah, I'm not gonna pretend like it's easy because it's not. Because like I said, if it were easy, everybody would do it. But do I believe that every queen and possible king, because again, I know men, a very small percentage of men might pop in and listen, and I'm grateful for them. Okay, but to every queen and king listening to the sound of my voice, I know you have it in you. You absolutely have it in you, ladies and gentlemen. You have it in you, queens, okay? You have it in you. You have what it takes. It wouldn't come to you if you did not have the ability to fulfill the dream. It wouldn't come to you if you didn't have the capacity to fulfill the dream, to accomplish the goal, right? You wouldn't have done a vision board and put all those pictures on there if something in you didn't have the ability to get to that destination. Okay, it's not necessarily going to happen overnight, but it will happen, and it can happen. If you do the work, if you put in the work, if you're relentless, if you persevere, right? If you keep going, like it's right there. And it's usually we want to give up, but it's like, nope, one more step, one more step, or one more whatever, and then boom, the breakthrough happens, and then boom, the dream comes to fruition. Boom, you get that phone call. Boom, you get that email you've been waiting for. Boom, you get that job offer, right? Boom, like whatever it is, it's like, ah, and you just get to exhale, and it's like so exciting and happy and wonderful. And that's what, I mean, it has to happen. And so there's also the part of sort of the teaching that you need to sort of feel those feelings now. And so I definitely would say that, start to celebrate whatever it is that you are hoping for or wanting, trying to manifest and have come into fruition. What you celebrate gets repeated. Okay. What you celebrate gets repeated. So celebrate all of the little victories, right? Don't discredit small beginnings. Don't discredit where you're at in your journey. Just because you're not there yet, doesn't mean that you shouldn't be patting yourself on the back and giving yourself credit for what you've already done, for what you've already accomplished. Okay? It takes courage, ladies. It takes courage to go after a dream that you believe in, that sometimes nobody else believes in. It takes courage and bravery to be authentic. Okay? It takes courage to not be a people pleaser. Okay, and try to fit in with everyone and try to get everyone to like you. So you put on a facade and wear a mask and operate under a false identity. It takes courage to be fully, authentically you, which means, yes, everyone's not going to like you, right? It takes courage to do that. It takes courage to have boundaries. It's very brave and courageous to operate authentically, to operate in authenticity instead of being a people pleaser, right? That takes courage. You know, you think it's, some of you may think like, oh, that sounds like simple, but clearly, if it were, the world would be a different place. You know, I think it was the last podcast episode that I mentioned the woman who had the birthday party that like nobody came to. So again, who, I mean, if that were the case, this world would be a different place, right? She would have had all of those so-called friends show up for her if they were like really her friends, and you know, it wasn't really I'm not going to say she was people pleasing, but what I will say is it's possible that she was. It's possible that they just kind of were around to benefit from her sort of doing everything or always being that person to show up, you know, for them. Because as you see, when the table was turned, crickets. And oftentimes, gosh, it's like that. I think we're seeing a shift. Consciously, and I think a lot more of you, which I'm so grateful for, a lot more of you are waking up and starting to see people for who they are, and not falling for the shenanigans, right? Like trusting yourself, like trusting what comes up for you, trusting your intuition, you know, asking your higher power, your source, you know, as well, and doing whatever other spiritual practice, you know, will help you in however you seek your answers to what you pray or ask for. But yeah, you know, the people pleasing and trying to get everybody to like you, listen, that is going to fade. That is like, to me, there's just going to come a point in time where you're going to be exhausted, or you know, maybe a situation like, you know, the girl with the birthday party, something happens to where you have an opportunity to see that all the people that you were calling your friends aren't your friends or weren't your friends. And it'll cause you or maybe help you to sort of reassess some things in your life and your circle, and make some different decisions. But anyway, ladies, wasn't trying to talk. I just wanted to come and do the prayer, but you know, I allow the divinity within me to speak and say what needs to be said because I know there is always one person that needs exactly what I talk about, and what comes through me, you know, for you. It's not just for me, it's for you, and I know that there's always one. And hey, Queens and Kings, so sorry about that. it just kind of cut off and I didn't realize it. So, my apologies for that. Goodness. But as I was saying, yes, I truly know and believe there's always one person, you know, that needs what I have or the message. There's always someone that needs encouragement. I mean, geez, who doesn't need encouragement in this crazy world that we live in with everything going on? So, that's who this is for. You know, as I said before, do not discredit
small beginnings. You know, every master was once a disaster. You have to start somewhere, right? Think of Jeff Bezos, you know, with Amazon. And some of you may have seen the picture. Some of you may not have. But if you, I imagine if you Google it, like picture of Jeff Bezos' garage from like where he started, I think it was like this little space in his garage or something, you know, and look at it now. So, and again, you see that didn't happen overnight, but imagine if he gave up, we wouldn't have Amazon. I mean, come on. We wouldn't have Amazon. Hello. So, you know, just give yourself grace, give yourself credit for how far you've come in your journey, ladies. What is going to, you know, manifest, give yourself some credit. You know, sometimes you are your only cheerleader, unfortunately, because maybe no one else in your family has done what you're trying to do. And that probably means you're the one that's supposed to do it. You know, I mean, and if you have the courage and the bravery to trek it out there in the wilderness and to go through all of the ups and downs and lefts and rights on the path to your greatness, right? On the path to your becoming, on the path to who you are called to be and destined to be, right? The vision that God has for you, right? If you keep trekking, if you have the courage and bravery to do that, I salute you, I commend you, but know that it has to manifest. You, I mean, all the energy you're putting into it, thoughts, energy, you're, you know, let's just say you're praying, you know, you do your meditation, you know, everything you are putting into, you know, your goals and dreams, like something has to manifest. So don't give up. I say it to myself too. Don't give up. You've got it in you, ladies, my queens. We have it in us. You have it in you. It would not come to you if you did not have the ability to achieve it. Okay, you might have to learn some new skills. You might have to get around some new people. You know, you might have to stop hanging around, you know, the normal people you hang around. I mean, it is what it is. It's a process, you know, but some of you are so comfortable. You are just so comfortable and unwilling to make the changes that you need to make. And then you wonder why things are not manifesting or happening, because you're not doing the work required. Right? Like success is not convenient. I don't know who, I mean, it's just not convenient like that. Because like I said, if it were easy, everybody would do it, ladies. If it were just that easy and it was just all rainbows and sunshine all the time. I mean, you, I, all of us, or just say a number of people, other queens will say, would already have achieved their goals and dreams just like that. Right? No sweat, no nothing. If it were that easy, I mean, if it were that easy, everybody would do it, right? So you have it in you, queens. I just want to be a voice of encouragement for you and positivity and you know, transparent and authentic and, you know, not giving you the hoorah and, you know, not being real about like the real process, especially as, you know, what I've experienced so far. If you just listen to other successful people, like nobody got there scot-free, like no challenge, no obstacle, just straight from A to Z, rainbows, skipping, you know, following the yellow brick road. Like that's just no one's story. So, you know, we just have to be real. I just say that to just, let's bring like reality back. Like, let's remember to be real about reality, okay? Because I don't know, yeah, some people acting like you can just get there overnight. It just doesn't work like that. There is some skin in the game that you have to do, or like you've got to put some skin in the game. Like, oh my gosh, no, it does not manifest overnight. Yes, if you go out and win the lottery, fantastic, God bless you. But aside from that, boo, you're going to have to put some skin in the game and, you know, transformation and growth and all that. Yeah, it's things are probably going to be shaken up, but it's to help you and to grow you and to get you, you know, to be sort of your best self on the on your path, you know. So again, I love you. Queens, I love you. You are just, you have no idea how loved you are, how needed you are in the world. You're definitely needed. You are valid. You matter. If no one has told you that, ladies, you definitely matter. You are significant. We need you. You know, it's rough. It's rough, right? It's rough. And it can be rough at times. But please hold on. Trust me when I tell you I am with you, right here with you. I mean that. Hold on. Hang in there. No one has a perfect life. Do not, I repeat, do not be fooled by social media and people's highlight reels. Do not be fooled by that. Okay? To my single ladies, listen, I know you may want, you know, your bae, you know, your boo, hold on, same thing, hold on, hang in there. Do not settle for, you know, the first thing that comes along. Okay, you're worthy just because you exist in this world. You are lovable simply because you exist in this world. You know, you are not defined by your relationship status. Your value doesn't go up or down whether you're, you know, you have somebody in your life, honey. You're a queen. Excuse me. Okay? You're a woman. You're a queen. Excuse me. You give life. Okay? You birth life. Excuse me. Excuse me. Okay? You are worthy. You are deserving. You are valuable. And you're, you being valuable has nothing to do with your relationship status, okay? Married or not, in a relationship or not, you are valuable. So if no one's told you that, know that I am telling you through the divinity in me, letting you know, okay, that you are. You matter, your goals matter, your dreams matter, you're worthy, you're valuable, you're deserving, and you deserve the best. You deserve the best that life has to offer, okay? So you don't have to settle for the first thing that comes along, okay? But let me get right to the prayer, which is what I want to do in the beginning anyway. So here it goes, ladies. You know, I absolutely love you. I absolutely love you. We're all in this together. In this journey of life, in this class of life, Lord have mercy. Whew, you just be like, God, do I need another lesson? Like, come on. But, you know, it's cool. It's cool. It's all a part of the process. But anyway, all right. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for every woman listening to the sound of my voice. If there are men listening, I thank you for every man listening to the sound of my voice, God. These are your sons and daughters, your divine royalty, your divine kings and queens, your divine sons and daughters, God. You put them on this earth. They are here to take up space, God. They are here to utilize the gifts and talents and abilities that you gave them, God. And so I pray for all of them listening to the sound of my voice, God, that you shine a light in their lives, God, that you give them hope, that you give them encouragement, God, that you lift them up, right? Life is happening for us right now, God. We are exhausted. A lot of us are exhausted, God, but we know that this is a part of something bigger and greater that's happening. We know that your vision will surpass anything that we're thinking of, God. And so we're still here, God, but I pray that you help us, you know, just help us out some, God, in wanting to keep going, God. Send us some reinforcement, God. Send us someone or some people, a community. You know, guide us to the right people and the right places, God, where we can be uplifted, God, so we don't give up. We have too much in us, God. You've given us too much for us to give up now. We are multi-talented, multi-gifted, God. Gifts, talents, abilities. And we are supposed to use them as our gift back to you, God. We are supposed to use what we have for the greater good of humanity. And I'm pretty sure a lot of us want to do that and would do that, God. But we probably just need some guidance. We need to hear your voice, God. And so I pray that you help us to hear your voice, God. Help us to open up our ears, our spiritual ears, God. Help us to open up our eyes, God, our spiritual eyes. Help us to open up our hearts so we can really be receptive to what you're trying to send to us, God. I pray that you reveal everything to us in a way that we recognize it, God. Reveal it to us in a way that we recognize it, God. For the community of people, or for the person, or the people that you send us, God, the reinforcements, the people to, you know, lift us up and support us along the journey, right? The people who are our next level people, God. Reveal that to us in a way that we recognize them, God. Because it won't matter if we don't recognize them, if we don't see it, and we don't think and believe that this is from you, God. And so I do pray that you reveal all of that to us, every person we need, every, you know, right environment, even if it's a work environment, right? Every person, place, or thing that is right and aligned for us, God, that is from you, I pray that you reveal it to us in a way that we recognize it, God. We are ready. We are desiring more, God. We want to do good. We want to live our best lives, God. And so I just pray that you send us the right people and that you divinely guide us to where we should be, God. I pray that you give them hope, God. Give us hope. You know, just give us a little light. Give people some light and love. Fill their hearts up, God. Fill their hearts up with love. Fill them up with love and light, and help them to feel loved, God. I want them to feel loved. Help us to feel loved and supported, God, because we know that you're not forsaking us. We know you will never forsake us, God. You didn't bring us this far to just leave us. We may be in a valley right now. We may feel like we're in a valley. We may feel like it's just continuous rain. We may feel like it's very cloudy and the clouds are still here. When is the sun going to break through, right? When is the breakthrough happening, God? But we know it has to happen. This is all just a part of the process, God. And so I just pray that you just send us a sign. Give us some signs that we're on the right path, God. Give us some signs, not just, you know, in the right direction. Show us what you want us to see so we know that we're doing what you called us to do, God. Some of us may be off because we're trying to follow our own thing and do our own thing, God. But I pray that you help us in seeing and hearing you, God. Seeing and hearing what we need to see and hear that is from you, God, so we can make an informed decision, we can make better decisions, we can make aligned decisions based on your vision and what you know is right for us, God. We're not just trying to, you know, do anything and everything anymore, God. I think, you know, maybe that's part of why the exhaustion has happened, you know, and we're just trying to come back to ground zero, God. We're trying to, you know, come back to you, God, and you're right there. You are always there to pick us up. You are always there. You will always be there, God, to pick us up. You've never left us in the first place. And so I just thank you, God. I thank you for your unconditional love for all of us, your sons and daughters, your kings and queens. I thank you for the love, the unconditional love that you have for us, God. I thank you for everyone listening to the sound of my voice. I thank you for them, you know, tuning in today to receive some positivity and hopefully some encouragement. I pray for that one person that I know is probably just going through it. I mean, we all are, God, but I know there's someone that really is having such a hard time. They might be hanging on by a thread, God, and you know, suicide rates are high, and you know, I can understand how someone gets there, God. Thank God, you know, regardless of what I've been going through, God, I just I just know what I believe in for me and for us, for the ladies in this world and my queens and my tribe. I know what I believe for us, God. I just believe it deep down. I do. But I know there's someone that's having a very hard time. And I just want to say, send a little extra love for her, God. Whoever she is, she will know listening to this and hearing it, and she will feel it. She'll know it's for her and for that one woman, God. And it might be more than one, but at least for that one woman, God, I send her so much love and light and good vibes, God. Please lift her up and hold her, God. Hold her and embrace her. She cannot give up. She cannot give up. She cannot just check out and think that she's not going to be valuable anymore if she's not here, right? We've all had those thoughts. No, God. No, God. Let her know that she's valuable and that she's needed, and she just has to keep going. Help her. Help her align to the right people and the right places, God. Give her a renewing of the mind. Help her to see things from a different perspective, God, so that way she can make a different decision. It might just be that, you know, she's been repeating or sounding like a broken record in her life somewhere, right? We all have limiting beliefs and patterns and habits that we need to continually work on, God. You know, so I just pray for that one woman that I know is having just a hard time, right? Again, God, we all are. But I know there's one woman that just needs a little extra TLC, and I send that telepathically to her, God. Like, I send her that energy, that love. Lift her up. I lift her up. I hold her, sister to sister, queen to queen. No matter where you are in the world, what you look like, you know, I love you. This queen right here loves you, and I hold space for you. We are all doing the best that we can, God. And so I really just, I pray for all of them, all of us, God, that you just embrace us and hold us and lift us up and just give us some extra courage and bravery and hope to keep pushing forward, God. The dream is already ours. The goal is already ours. The vision is already ours. I mean, it's already done. It's our birthright, God. I mean, you have it for us. It was always for us, you know? And so the only way that it really can't happen, God, is if we give up. And so, God, I just pray that you give us a spirit of just strength and perseverance and being relentless and courageous and brave and just, we can't give up, God. We can't. They cannot give up, God. I know there's some women that want to. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to, but we can't. We can't. There's too many people that need us and need what we have, God. And so please just remind your queens, your daughters, sons and daughters, but remind your daughters, God, who they are. Remind them who they are and whose they are, and remind them that there's nothing that they can't do and nothing that you can't handle to help them with. There's nothing you can't handle to help us with or to help get us through, God. And so I just send all the love and light and good vibes, God, to every queen, sister in love around the world, wherever she is listening to the sound of my voice. I send her love. I send her love, and I send her hope and encouragement and positivity. And I just want her to know that she's valuable, and her dreams are valid, and her goals are valid, and she's needed. I'm sure she's tired. We're tired. And so I pray that you help us align, God. Again, help us align. It's not about hustling into the ground and not resting. No, God, help us align to that which is right and align for us. Alignment is better. Help us to align, God, to what you have for us. There should be an ease to it, God. Love is easy when it's right, right? There's an ease to it. Everything is not about a struggle. It's not supposed to be hard and a struggle all the time. Absolutely not. And so I thank you, God. I thank you for miracles. The breakdown is setting us up for a breakthrough. The breakdown is setting you up for a breakthrough. So keep pushing forward. You don't want to wither all the way back down like the flower, like the example of the flower I gave earlier. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you for the incoming prosperity. God, we thank you for the incoming abundance. We thank you for the incoming avalanches of money and wealth. We thank you for the truckloads of money into our bank accounts, God. We thank you for the new friends. We thank you for the new besties. We thank you for all of the new positive energies, God, to help us, you know, go to our next level, or just to help us move forward, to help support us along the journey and along the way, God. We thank you for new period, just newness, God, new energy, God. We thank you for helping us clear out the old energy. We thank you for helping us to get rid of that which does not serve us anymore, God. It's not easy, but sometimes it has to be done, and that's what's holding us back. The wrong people, the wrong environments, the wrong job, the wrong city, the wrong state. We thank you, God, for alignment. We thank you, God, for alignment. We thank you, God, for connection and alignment. We thank you, God, for compatibility. We thank you, God, for the right people in the right places, being in the right place at the right time, God. We thank you for our next level. We thank you for more joy. We thank you for more happiness. We thank you for more abundance. We thank you for more prosperity. We thank you for love. We thank you for genuine love, God. We thank you for genuine, pure love, God. We thank you for genuine, pure love, God. Love is easy when it's right. There's an ease to it. It is not supposed to be a struggle and hard all the time. And so we thank you, God, for the right love, right? The right, genuine, and pure love from the right people, God. Quality over quantity. And so we thank you for the quality people, the quality experiences, the quality interactions, God. We just thank you for magnanimous blessings and miracles happening in our lives, God. We are so grateful and thankful, God, for all the incoming abundance and fun and love and joy and happiness, all of this influx of prosperity and wealth and abundance and joy and happiness and you know, more travel experiences and just all the things that just make our hearts flutter and just make our hearts beat and make our hearts happy, make our hearts feel full of love. We thank you, God, for all of the things, the right things that help make our hearts feel full of love, God. Love is such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful thing when it's right. And so we thank you for love in our lives, God. The right love, the right love, the right people, the right environments, the right job, being in the right state, the right city. Some of them may need to move, God. There are some queens that they might need to make a move. Right? Their happiness may be in a different city. Their happiness may be in a different state, God. And so I just pray for those women that you help them in their perspective, God, that they can see that a change might be what they need, God, and that you help them bring that to fruition, that you give them, you know, the courage to be able to make a decision like that that's best for them, God. Right? We are leaving the era of people-pleasing. We're leaving the era of putting everyone before ourselves. And we're coming back to us and what we need to do for ourselves. Because as we put ourselves first, it's easy to take care of other people. And then we're also fulfilled. When our cup is full, it's easy to give from the overflow, God. And so I pray that you fill my cup up, that you fill the cup up of every queen listening to my voice, God. Fill their cup up to fullness, God, so they can give from their overflow. Fill our cups up to fullness so we can give from our overflow, God. We have a lot of love to give and to receive. And so we thank you, God, for the magnanimous blessings and miracles coming to us, through us, for us, God. We can be a blessing to others when we certainly have a cup that's full, God. And so I just thank you for your unconditional love, God. We thank you for your unconditional love, for your guidance. And we just thank you for everything that's coming, all the good. We know even if there are some more lessons to come, we know that it's for the betterment of us, and it's a part of the process in getting us to where you see us, God, and what you are, what you've always had for us. And for that, we say thank you, God. We are so grateful and thankful for everything, being here in time and space and where we're at. We honor everything and everyone, you know, up until this point. And we just thank you, God, for the present moment right here, right now. And so we just thank you, God. I thank you for them. I thank you for every queen listening to my voice. We are so grateful and thankful for you, God, and for your unconditional love of us. And so it is. It is so. Amen, amen, amen. Queens, I love you. I absolutely love you. I hope you all have a wonderful week. I send you love and blessings, and just continue to queen on, okay? I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.